Apparently, the next Supreme Court Justice of these United States is going to be stunning and brave women of color. And this is what they want you focusing on. Joe Biden is totally not a racist. He never said anything about his children going to a racial jungle.
Rode in with the Grand Dragon with Miss Clinton.
Yeah, and he totally didn't cock block not one, but two past Supreme Court justices. I mean, we all know about Clarence Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't know about the Clarence Thomas fiasco, and this article outlines it here, as always, after the stream, all sources available on redonkulous.com. Joe Biden thought Anita Hill lied and promised Clarence Thomas to his face that he would defend him. And I'm all know how that went.
Yeah. You're talking about a man who can plagiarize, lie, and deceive. You expect him to keep his word?
A guy who plagiarizes, lies, and deceives does that regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that color me shocked. Who knew? Oh, hilarious. Yes, behind the scenes, he told Republicans that she was lying about part of her testimony and told Thomas himself that he would defend him. Thomas detailed the phone conversation with Biden in his book. He had decided to oppose me. He'd voted to confirm Justice Scalia, he explained, and now regretted it. He thought it was possible that I might turn out like him, so he couldn't vote for me. That's fine, I said. It doesn't matter to me whether I'm confirmed or not, but I entered this process with a good name, and I want to have it at the end. Judge, I know you don't believe me, he replied, but if any of these last two matters come up, I will be your biggest defender. The other matter to which he was referring was the leak of my draft opinion. He was right about one thing. I didn't believe him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we all know how that turned out. Lovely. But that wasn't the only one. Biden filibustered a black woman judge's nomination for 2 years.
Wow! That's dedication.
Yeah. Wow. Biden has pledged to nominate the first black chick to the Supreme Court, but he seems to have forgotten about the time that he filibustered a black woman judge's nomination to America's second highest court for 2 years.
Wow.
Let me see. It was supposed to be Janice Rogers Brown. She was nominated by to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, but due to her conservative views, Joe Biden and the Democrats filibustered her nomination, blocking a final vote on her confirmation. Bush nominated Brown for the District of Columbia Circuit in 2003 after she served as a justice on the California Supreme Court in 1996. She did not get confirmed until June 8th, 2005.
Wow. Holy shit. That's a long delay. Yeah.
Nothing to see over here. Don't look over. Disregard the penis in the Oval Office.
Yeah. Wow. What an asshole.
He's the whole ass.
He is the whole ass.
Yeah, that's right.
Asshole or whole ass, you decide. Quite ridiculous. But that's why we have to talk about it.
I like it.
Yes. Don't pay any attention to the past. Then by all means, pay no attention to the direct betrayal of the American people that is currently happening on our soil.
Yep. And
for the love of God, don't look over here.
This is a guy that's went on camera and basically...
Yes.
Yeah, I saw this. This is funny.
Federal contractor moving illegal immigrants admits on camera the government is betraying the American people.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've covered stuff like this in the past. Illegal immigrants being loaded onto airplanes or buses and being shuttled to red states and counties and being dropped off in the dead of night to infest hotels, and all with prepaid Visa cards stuffed with your hyperinflated tax dollars.
Absolutely correct. And if I was the governor of these red states, I would follow right behind and scoop these people up and send them back to where they came from.
That should be happening.
It should.
Every day.
Right? That's right.
And it would take quite a while. There's 1.7 million new illegal immigrants in this country just from 2021.
I know. But, I mean, can you imagine? You're the governor of a state, and you have a president fucking stab you in the back like that? Fuck that.
This is treason.
Yeah.
It is legit treason. And of course, we're not going to talk about it, though. We're going to talk about Ukraine. Yeah, we're going to talk about how foreign countries need to have sovereign borders, but the U.S., eh.
Yeah. Everyone else can have a border, but not United States.
Yeah, we're totally not $30 trillion
because walls don't work.
Yeah, walls don't work, except for the ones that I put around the White House after I was elected by the most fair and transparent election in human history.
Yeah.
81 million scoops of ice cream.
It looked completely legit to me from where I was sitting.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
But when they sent those poll watchers home and then kept digging through ballots, I mean, that happens every time.
That's why it is my opinion in 2022 moving forward, there needs to be a militia within 200 to 500 meters of these major districts that have had historical problems. Just to be the watchdog to keep that shit from ever happening again.
You're damn
and
right.
We have a historic precedence for it. It's called the Battle of Athens. You guys can look it up. It actually happened after World War II here in the United States because similar things were happening.
Yep.
So I don't want any violence to ensue, but if people aren't going to honor the laws and the regulations that are on the books, you might have to make it sure it happens on your own.
Yeah. Shall we watch the video?
Yes.
Oh, if you guys haven't poured yourself a drink yet, you might want to get on that.
You know, kind of where we're going. Like I said, a lot of this is just...
No, I get it. I just, like I said...
stuff that we don't tell people. Because
download stuff.
Because what we don't want to do is attract attention. We don't want the media.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even know where we're going when they tell us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Obviously.
I get the whole secrecy and all this shit, but this is even above my shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wow. Wow.
Like, you know what I mean?
And why? You know why?
You know why.
Yeah, I know, but why?
Look who's in office.
Yeah.
That's why.
Look who's in office.
No, but
that's why.
What's the big secret? Everybody knows it's happening.
You know why? Because if it gets out, the government's betraying the American people.
Wow! Yep, that's exactly what's happening.
That's it in a nutshell, right there. But like we said, don't look over there.
Mm.
Don't look at the betrayal of the American people. Don't look at Joe Biden's horrific record with the black and BIPOC community.
He's got a new cat. He's got a new cat, everybody.
This is such smoke and mirror bullshit.
See, he's relatable. So much better than Orange Man, hashtag my mean tweets.
Well, all of the box wine and Catland ladies are probably, oh, yeah, he's got a cat, yeah.
Oh, you know what? You said
it's because he couldn't control a dog.
That's true. He tried to chase its tail. But you said it. We have to do it.
All right.
Man, that slays me every time.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's comedy gold right there, man.
Didn't they have to put that dog down after it bit like two people in the White House?
I have no idea. I don't care.
And am I remembering that right, Thumper?
It might be. I'm really sad when somebody puts a dog down.
Yep.
But I think it was better for the dog.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to live in that household.
No, they didn't put the dog down to keep people in the White House safe from the dog. They put the dog down to keep the dog safe from Joe Biden.
This dog smells like a 9-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Mr. Sniffleupticus.
Come on over here. You know what? My friends down in Corn Pop Land call me, I'm the Fresh Prince of Smell Hair. Hey, come on over here. Yeah, Corn Pop's a bad dude, man.
Oh, my Lord.
I wonder if they named the cat Corn Pop. No, they named it Willow.
Oh. Nice.
Inspired by the First Lady's hometown of Willow Grove, Pennsylvania. Now, you know what's pathetic? This was front page news on CNN, Reuters, MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
You know they're trying to distract you from real shit when this is what they're shoving in your face.
Back in the day, something like this would be in the middle of the paper, just a little blurb.
I mean, I'm all for having pussy in my face, but not this.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Damn it.
Well, CNN most trusted name in gaslighting.
The most trusted name in the child nudity network.
Now, what is the ratings at now?
Oh, they have dropped a full 90% from last January.
Wow.
Somewhere between crap and sh**.
Yeah.
I hope they go under soon.
They better go under soon. There's no logical reason to keep them open with those ratings.
No?
They're going to have to go bye-bye.
That's right. People are going to be like, why am I paying for all this advertisement when you don't have ratings?
Yeah, but they're a priority creator. Man.
Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, f*** them.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.